The WBZ Soundbites of the Week.
Touch my junk, I'm going to have
the moment I become Ionic.
The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
An operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Until yesterday, Republicans were counting on Aiken to defeat incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill and to win back a Republican Senate majority.
From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
Now McCaskill has new life.
It's offensive to women, and it shows a blatant lack of understanding.
The Republican Party withdrew $5 million, and the Karl Rove Super PAC American Crossroads withdrew all funds in the pipeline for Aiken.
There's no way he can recover, in my opinion.
18-year-old Allie Raisman will leave London as the most successful woman gymnast at the Games.
But unlike her teammates, she doesn't wear her medals all the time.
They're so heavy, and I don't want to lose them, and I've already dropped one of them, so there's a little dent in them, so
Which one did you dent?
The gold one.
No!
But if you'll sit down and let me speak, then I'll let you answer your question.
Don't boo. Vote.
I'm pleased to report that Curiosity today had her first successful drive on Mars.
In NASA's California control room, it was a huge relief when they saw their Curiosity rover make its first tracks on Mars.
The system is performing very well, and we're in a great place to do some science.
One, two, three, four,
Jerry Nelson
five,
did some work
six,
with Jim Henson in the mid-60s, and that relationship
nine,
paid off when Henson
ten,
created the Muppets and began working on Sesame Street. Nelson was the man and voice behind the memorable character, the Count.
1920.
Jerry Nelson passed away yesterday at the age of 78.
Oh, no. Not him.
I'll be right with you, sir.
It's him again. Oh.